As Trinidad continues campaigning for general elections on August 10th, it is facing new COVID-19 cases. The country's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, last night announced 4 new confirmed cases, bringing the country's total to 152.
As a small country, tiny Caribbean island nation, we have done well in looking after ourselves, but the job is not over. The job is not over. We are still exposed to grave danger. It would be a serious mistake to believe that because we have been able to protect ourselves so far, that we are protected and we are now invincible. When I left Port of Spain this morning on my way to Moruga, we were still dealing with the news of a couple of additions to our list of confirmations of COVID. By the time I get home tonight, there are 4 more. 3 that came in traffic, and 1 we haven't identified the location. Ladies and gentlemen, we are still in danger.
Trinidad and Tobago's Health Minister, Terence D. Alsing, says this.
We need to get more information from the contact tracing to determine whether this is a second wave, if it's a peak. A wave, as described by WHO, or the end of a wave, is when you go down to as close to zero as possible. We did go down very close to zero. We have seen an upward tick. These cases may not represent a peak at this point in time. The last big peak we had was when we had the cruise ship cohort. That was a huge peak. So what we are seeing is possibly a second wave, but we are going to wait for the studies coming out of Dr. Hines's activities to determine whether this is a second wave or the start of a second peak.
Minister D.L. Singh also expressed a concern.
Recent photographs in newspapers of people in leadership positions not wearing masks is a cause for concern. We are all leaders in this fight. Whether you're a political leader, a candidate, a social leader, a business leader. We as leaders have to send the message that wearing masks is the right thing to do. Is the right thing to do. As we move away from the towns and cities, and I've said this before many months ago, you notice a significant drop off in the wearing of masks as you leave Port of Spain. All of us who are leaders at this point in time need to set the example by wearing masks.
At the same time, Prime Minister Rowley is criticizing opposition leader Kamala Prasad Bisesar, who's been blasting his administration for closing the borders.
All over the world, countries have closed their borders. The only place in the world that the border closure has been deemed to be worse than slavery is in Trinidad and Tobago. Tonight, I want to say to Mrs. Kamala Prasad Bisesar and all her supporters, in this Trinidad and Tobago, where we all call home, I don't know if she knows. Maybe I can give her the benefit of the doubt that she doesn't know. Because for those of us who are descendants of slaves, especially if you have black skin like me, or blank skin as you call it, if you don't know what slavery means to a black person, you've been advised to get a book and read it.
Mr. Rowley adds,
a lot of people are beginning to forget what pandemic means. It means that if you are unlucky and if you are careless, you can be infected and you could die. You certainly could get very sick. The world is in a pandemic, and it's during that period that this general election of 2020 is taking place. Our borders are still closed, and we are being advised by our health professionals what to do to treat with the invisible killer. There are far-reaching consequences as a result of that development. Even as we are being told the tomfoolery that the only place the sun shines is in Trinidad and Tobago, and the weather doesn't kill COVID in Texas and in California and in Australia and other places with the weather, it only kills COVID in Trinidad and Tobago. What a foolish statement.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, on SAGICRA's Early Business.